Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Time. Luke chapter 12, verses 19 through 21. And I'll say to myself, "You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God. When I was young, I seldom, if ever, thought about my life ending. In my 20s, I laughed at my brother when he reached the ripe old age of 30. He was 7 years older, and it would be a long time before I got that old. I should not have laughed, for in what seemed like a blink of an eye, I reached 30, then 40, and here I am at the unbelievable age of 90. Time has flown by. Many of my friends and classmates have died, and we never know what lies ahead for any of us. On Saturday, January 8, 2011, a man went on a shooting rampage at a supermarket in Tucson, Arizona. This horrific event took place at a meet-and-greet event held by Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. 6 people, including a 9-year-old girl, were killed, and 13, including Representative Giffords, were seriously wounded. Stop and think about this event for a few uncomfortable moments. Here was a crowd of people and a representative, happy and very much alive. I can imagine some had come to shake her hand or to implore her about a particular issue. Then, in a moment in time, everything changed. Suddenly, several people were wounded. And just as suddenly, several others are forever thrust into eternity as their time here on earth ends. Regardless of age, we never know when our time will come. Are you ready? Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.